criminal cried as he dropped him down in a state of wild alarm. With a frightful, frantic, fearful frown, I bared my big right arm. I seized him by his little pigtail, and on his knees fell he. As he squirmed and struggled and gurgled and guggled, I drew my snicker-snee, my snicker-snee. Oh, never shall I forget the cry or the shriek that shrieked me, as I gnashed my teeth when from its sheath I drew my snicker-snee.
We know him well, he cannot tell a true or groundless tales. He always tries to utter lies, and every time he fails.
He shivered and shook as he gave a sign for the stroke he didn't deserve. When all of a sudden his eye met mine, and it seemed to brace his nerve. For he nodded his head and kissed his hand, and he whistled and landed he. As the sable crew cut cleanly through his vertebrae. His vertebrae. When a man's afraid, a beautiful maid, a cheering sight to see, and it's so I'm glad that moment sad was soothed by sight of me.
A terrible day you can't ascend with truth its wise degrees. A taste exact of worthless fact amounts to a disease.
Now though you'd have said that head was dead, for its owner dead was he. It stood on its neck with a smile well bred, and bowed three times to me. It was none of your impudent off-and-nots, but as humble as could be. For it clearly knew the deference due to a man of pedigree. Of pedigree. And it's all I vow, this deathly bow was a touching sight to see. Though troutless yet, it couldn't forget the deference due to me.
His body